Now, in just over a week, many Australians will receive a belated Christmas present from the federal government, a loss of entitlement to the part age pension as well. Well, some will, some won't. From January the 1st, changes to the pension assets test will take effect, with around 230,000 Australians expected to have their payments slashed and a further 90,000 set to lose their part pension entirely. Now, many of these changes have been causing some confusion, with the government saying 90% of pensioners will be better off, but part pensioners saying they're being punished for saving throughout their working lives and are only going to need the full pension sooner if they're forced to spend all their assets. I'm not quite sure whether that argument applies in all circumstances. Department of Human Services General Manager Hank Jongen is in the studio with me now, and you'll get a chance to ask Hank a question or two when we open the lines in around about 15 minutes from now, and you can talk to Hank via 131 873, but he's in the studio right now just to run us through some of the changes in a week and a bit's time. Hank, thank you very much for coming.
Oh, a real pleasure.
A busy time for Human Services pre-Christmas?
Yes, it is.
Is it? What? Why in particular?
Well, look, it's end of year. We have to deal with students that are finishing up studies. Believe it or not, a lot of people become unemployed at this time of year. Yeah. And so we have to pick up the slack there. And, of course, people are contacting us about these changes. There's a fair bit of confusion out there, Chris, and I'm glad you made the point. Most pensioners are not affected. In fact, it's close to 90% of pensioners that are not affected by this measure. And if you've not received a letter from us, you are not affected. So you have no reason to be concerned.
Okay, so the other 10%, there are changes for the other 10%.
Yes.
Now, we're presuming that the 10% are at the higher echelon of assets, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's
and so
correct.
Therefore, is there a cutoff? Is there a threshold?
Yes, there is. Look, it depends. There are four categories: homeowners and non-homeowners, single and couple. But it's important to understand that the first thing that the government's announced is actually an increase in the assets test threshold. In other words, the point at which assets start to affect your pension has been increased. Mm. So what many people don't understand is that there's about 170,000 pensioners that as a result of that are going to get an increase in their pension.
So this program is about targeting those at the bottom rung as well.
Yes, it is. And then once you hit the threshold, currently the taper rate, we call it, the rate at which your pension is reduced, which is $1.50 a fortnight for every $1,000 above that threshold, that taper rate is being increased to $3 per fortnight for every $1,000 above it.
So of those 170,000 pensioners who'll receive an increase, do they have to do anything? Because usually you've got to update your details, your income, your circumstances, your assets to be eligible for any kind of increase in the pension.
Don't have to do anything.
Not a thing.
Look, we wrote to people in October to explain to them that that their assets were at the higher level and to review their assets. And we've now written to all of those people that are affected, and they will. And what I'm saying to them is, have a close look at the letter to make sure that the assets we've deemed that you have is correct.
Right.
And if it's not correct, contact us.
So if they update their details, they may find they don't lose their pension, or they don't lose even part of their pension if their details have changed.
Quite possibly. I've heard of a case where someone, because they hadn't contacted us, had actually received an increase. Look, there's a third part to this decision as well, and that is for those 90,000 pensioners around the country who are cancelled, they will actually receive a low-income healthcare card, and if their age pension age, a Commonwealth Seniors Healthcare Card, which is free of the income test and which means that they receive the concessions, particularly pharmaceutical and medical concessions, indefinitely.
So even though they don't receive any age pension from January the 1st,
yes,
they get the advantages of being an age pensioner?
In terms of the concession cards, yes.
Right, okay. I was also watching, just while we've got you, I saw you on A Current Affair on Channel 9 on Monday night, saw a story about the government stopping people on Centrelink benefits from travelling overseas. Are these the people that owe you money?
Yes, they are. They're people that owe us money that are no longer in receipt of Centrelink payments, and where we've not been able to contact them, or where they've not put in place repayment arrangements or repaid the debt. It is a last resort measure, because as you can appreciate, we do a significant amount of follow-up, and those sorts of cases are ones where people have made no effort to contact us, and where we have made significant efforts to get them to repay the debt.
Right, okay. And it's true that they will be slugged interest if they've got a debt outstanding, right?
Yes, that's another new measure that's been announced by the government. But again, we'll be writing early in the new year to about 200,000 people that have got a debt. We'll be warning them. They've got 21 days to contact us to put in place repayment arrangements.
Okay, we'll get you to stay right where you are. We'll open the lines for you to ask questions of Hank Jongen, 131 873.